Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtfalls, Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And what I've decided on this week, simply because I've been enjoying myself listening to some of these tracks, that we'll play a lot of the tracks that we've heard quite often on the programme. A lot of favourites, most of them my favourites. And before we hear any music at all, I just want to thank all those people who sent me emails about the state of my voice recently. It still hasn't fully recovered, but it's almost there. So I'm sure we'll get to the end of the programme. We're starting off with Anne Breen. Now, how many times on this week's programme or any other programme of Sounds Irish will you hear me say, my mammy used to sing this? She did, and she taught me this song, which is here sung by Anne Breen, A Little Bit of Heaven.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled in the ocean on a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its legs look grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. Look grand, and when
Now, I'm not quite sure whether my mother would approve of the arrangement of that. I thought it was nice and green and a little bit of heaven. Okay, here's another one of those emigrant songs that we hear regularly on Sounds Irish. And this is our Brendan O'Dowd track. And this is the young man who's sailing away. He's leaving his home in Chrishla, which is in Donegal. And he's sailing away on a ship to Quebec. In the early days of immigration, following the famine, a lot of Irish people made their way to Quebec in Canada simply because it was cheaper to get there than anywhere else. It was certainly cheaper than going to America. So what they did was they'd get the boat to Quebec and then make their way down through Canada into the United States. But here's this young man, and he's writing to his friend Danny back in Chrishla. And I think the opening lines of this are wonderful. He says, "Dear Danny, I'm taking the pen in me hand to say that we're just out of sight of the land." And he's telling them that he's sailing away. And there's a wonderful line in it that says that this, "I think the salt water got into me head, for it drips from my eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the Colleen I'm leaving behind." He's leaving his girlfriend, his Colleen, Katie, cutting the corn in Chrishla. Have a listen to this lovely version from Brendan O'Dowd.
"Dear Danny, I'm taking the pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight o' the land. In that Grand Allen liner I'm sailing in style, but I'm sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a long sort of sigh seemed to come from us all when the waves hid the last bit of Auld Donny Hall. Ah, it's well to be you that is taking your tale where they're cutting the corn in a Chrishla today. There's a woman on board who knows Katie by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart's on the sail, while mine's with the reapers in a Chrishla today. Goodbye to you, Danny, no more's to be said, and I think the salt water's got into me head, for it drips from me eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the Colleen I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bade her goodbye. There was just the least taste of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said, 'You might stay, but please God you'll come back to Auld Chrishla someday.'"
and a break in her voice when she said you might stay, but please God, you'll come back home to Krishna someday. That is one great song, Brendan O'Dowda. Now, I am aware that I played this track only a couple of weeks ago. It is the biggest hit, I think anyway, that the Furies ever had. And when I played it a couple of weeks ago, I got an email shortly after the programme went out from a lady here in Dublin who said, could I play that for her again in about 2 weeks' time? So I think it's about 2 weeks' time. And Kathleen, I hope I've got it right. She said it was a song that my dad used to sing. I think everybody's dad used to sing this. I know we had an old 78 of Al Jolson singing it at one time, and I think even Perry Como's had a go. This has a wonderful atmosphere. It builds up, it has a rather long introduction. And I know the Furies aren't everybody's cup of tea, not even mine. I don't like everything they do, but I do like this. It's so simple, so folky, and so down to earth. And it's wonderful atmosphere, the way they get the audience singing along. Kathleen, hope you enjoy this.
I never dream, but what I dream of you. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. As I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village street. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16.
Sing it with me.
I love you as I've never loved before. Soon as first I saw you. A tears come to me in my dreams. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. Since the last time on the seas, I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village street, come to me if my dreams are never gone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet.
Well, as I say, Kathleen, hope you enjoyed that. It was rather longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. There's a wonderful atmosphere in it. There we heard the Furies and When You Were Sweet 16. Our next track takes us over to the west of Ireland, to County Galway, to Connemara, to be honest with you. Now, remember a couple of weeks ago we had Dermot O'Brien doing the Connemara Rose. Now, I don't know what time of the day or night it is with you as you listen to this Sounds Irish programme, but Daniel O'Donnell, yes, we're getting Daniel in nice and early. We might even have a second track from him later on in the programme if we get time. But Daniel is singing here a Connemara cradle song.
On the wings of the wind, o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over, the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The currents tomorrow will stand on the shore, and daddy go sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven blessed, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the head over and hear the wind blow.
Now, that surprised you, did it not? A very young-sounding Daniel O'Donnell, it surprised me, and his version of the Connemara Cradle Song. Connemara, as I told you, a beautiful part of County Galway. It's situated on the sea, but it also has its lovely mountains. It's on the coast, but it also goes lovely mountains and woods and streams. It's just as the song said earlier, a little bit of heaven. You know, friends, I should have explained this at the beginning of the programme. I should say it every week, to be honest with you. But our little programme, Sounds Irish, is now being taken up by a number of radio stations around the world, both here in Ireland, in the UK and in the US and further afield. And I'm getting emails from different parts of the world. A couple of weeks ago, I got an email, if you recall, for Bing Crosby singing Galway Bay, which I played. Well, I've also got an email here to say, could I play Bing Crosby or somebody who you played on the programme a couple of weeks ago singing McNamara's Band? Well, I think it was Bing Crosby, John. And it was a number of recordings that Bing made. At some time in the late 40s, early 50s, he had a number of Irish recordings. He had Galway Bay and he had the Isle of Innisfree, which was featured in the movie The Quiet Man. But here, and in response to an email, here is, now do make allowances, it was recorded way back in the day, Bing Crosby and McNamara's Band.
My name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee, tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair, the annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Oh, my name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, "There's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band." Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green, and I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland, but by Yemeni I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band.
All the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
Giving it socks there, Bing Crosby and his friends at McNamara and their version of McNamara's Band. Friends, one of the joys that I have where music is concerned is working, as I do, with a local hotel here in Bray. What I actually do is they call me in when there are tourists visiting. A busload of tourists could be from the UK, from Germany, France, anywhere around. And the tourists come and they stay a couple of nights in the hotel and they enjoy themselves. They're on holiday. And I, in the evening time, go down and, well, have a little bit of sing-along Irish style with them. And I always start, and last week was the latest one I had, last Thursday night, and I always start by asking them to name me three Irish songs that they are aware of. And I can guarantee every time this song comes out in the top three songs. Listen to how the Dublin City Ramblers treat it.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh,
alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and true it was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before, and they wheeled their wheelbarrow streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive,
died of a fever, and no one could save her, so that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow, she streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive,
the Dublin City Ramblers and their interpretation of Molly Malone. Over the past few weeks, I've been playing you tracks from a wonderful album by the Irish Rovers that they recorded in Pasadena. Now, the Irish Rovers, a group from Northern Ireland originally, but I think most of them stay in the US now, are very talented musicians. So what I'll do is I'll leave it... Now, of course, you have to join in. Right? No matter what you're doing at the moment, you have to join in the chorus. I'll hand it over to the Irish Rovers.
This is the place where we get everybody singing, stomping their feet and clapping their hands. And that's the only way to enjoy an Irish song, you know, for to join in. By the way, the name of the song is The Bog Down in the Valley-O. Now we'll all try it together. Are you ready? Ho, row, the rattling bog, the bog down in the... Oh, lovely!
Ho, row, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
There we go.
Woo! Woo! Oh, row, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now in this bog there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree. Tree in the bog, in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
Everybody!
Oh, row,
tree and a tree in the bog and a bog down in the valley. Oh,
poor old rat and bog, the bog down in the valley. Oh, poor old rat and bog, the bog down in the valley. Oh, and on the stump there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch. Branch on the limb and a limb on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley. Oh, poor old rat and bog, the bog down in the valley. Oh, poor old rat and bog, the bog down in the valley. Oh,
and on this branch there was a twig.
The bog down in the valley, oh, from the Irish Rovers. Were you joining in? I was. Had the microphone turned down, though, but I don't think my guide dog was impressed. A number of years ago, a young man from Waterford decided he wanted to go into show business. He taught himself the guitar and he could sing quite well. So he joined a travelling show that was touring around Ireland, and he was making quite a name for himself. Eventually, he decided to pack up his guitar and his bag and baggage and move over to London, where he mixed with the Irish scene and played in all the Irish clubs around. He had a big, deep voice and was quite often asked to do Jim Reeves songs. Following his success in the Irish scene, he was asked by the BBC to do a radio programme, which he did. Again, that was a tremendous success. And from radio, he progressed onto television, where he was a phenomenon. He had his own weekly programme that was watched by millions of people. Quiet lad, I had the good fortune of meeting him twice. I'm speaking, of course, of Val Doonigan. Val went on to be a legend in the music scene, not only in Irish music, but whatever music he sang very well and played guitar. I'm going to play for you now the song that I think started it all for him on the pop scene anyway. It's not an Irish song, but it is an Irish singer, Val Doonigan, and his version of
Walk Tall. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man and hold your head up high. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. All through the years that I grew up, Ma taught these things to me. But I was young and foolish then and much too blind to see. I ignore the things she said as if I'd never heard. Now I see and understand the wisdom of her words. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man and hold your head up high. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. I started going places where the youngsters shouldn't go. I got to know the kind of girls it's better not to know. I fell in with a bad crowd and laughed and drank with them. Through the laughter, Mama's words would echo now and then.
Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man and hold your head up high. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. I got in trouble with the law and I'm in prison now. Through these prison bars I see things so much different now. I've got 1 year left to serve and when my time is done, I'll walk tall and straight and make Ma proud to call me son. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man and hold your head up high. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. Walk tall.